Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio Pensacola in the studio live. I have Bruce Commins. He's the public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola, and he has brought a guest, a self-described redneck from Georgia. I got to put that out there. That's awesome. Naval Air Station Pensacola emergency manager, Tom Butler. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm just a little nervous.
No, it's fine.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
No. Hey, thanks so much for having us. Always always a pleasure to be here. And, you know, lots of stuff to talk about and everything. But at first, I wanted to ask Tom something here, you know, about that. Because you said you're a self-described redneck and all that. But the Georgia Bulldogs, is that still a thing?
It's absolutely still a thing. And then, I can't believe you just threw that at me, but absolutely, go Dogs.
No, all the way. Of course, we're never partisan toward any organization or a team and everything, but we all have our individual favorites. And Georgia's not one of mine. I'm just saying. Anyway, always a lot of interesting things going on the base. And like you were just saying, it's steamy outside, and we're headlong into summer. Yeah. All right. So, but I wanted to draw a real quick distinction. There's a thing called the Red, White, and Blues air show. It's coming up here real quick.
Yeah.
But the better air show is the Blue Angels homecoming air show. That's November 1st and 2nd on the installation. And we got a lot of great stuff getting ready for that. So, you know, we're in the planning phases, but keep your eye on our social media. Then, you know, that's the Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, now known as X, and LinkedIn.
We'll post Twix now. It's Twitter and X, Twix.
That's a good one. We should stick with that. We'll go to Twix. But anyway, we're going to be posting a lot of updates in the next coming months about some availabilities. I've been getting a lot of phone calls and queries about when people can purchase the tickets for that. But that's still, you know, we're working out everything, making sure it's all good to go. And I just wanted to also reiterate one other thing. I don't know if you've seen it on our social media pages, but the theme of it this year is celebrating one small step, and that's paying homage to the first words that were said on the moon. So this year's air show is all about the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing. All right. So, you know, get ready for some really neat stuff that we're going to be, you know, promoting. You know, there's going to be both on the ground displays, your static displays, as well as, you know, the phenomenal air show that we've come to expect from the Blue Angels homecoming air show. And this year, the Thunderbirds will be joining.
Ooh, Thunderbirds. Nice.
It's like a double show right there.
Very nice.
Should be a lot of fun. But we're in the process of getting that worked out and planned. Stay tuned to the social media pages. We'll make sure we get you the information that you'll need to fully enjoy the air show.
Right. And, of course, you know, none of us were alive when the lunar landing happened, of course. So we're such young gentlemen here at the News
Don't
Radio
point
Pensacola.
At me.
I missed it by 2 weeks.
Right. And there's a new movie out, I think, about the backup plan.
Yes, sir.
Which is I love that idea. It's gonna be a great movie.
That'll be hilarious.
Yes, it will be. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. This is a call or text in show, 850-437-1620. Talking about the homecoming air show. Now, are the dates and times set yet, or is that still being worked out?
November 1st and 2nd.
Timelines
haven't been completely established. Still working through it. Going to make sure that we promote that info as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of great great ideas, as well as some confirmed things that we'll be pushing out over the next couple of weeks. But we'll make sure everybody's ready, you know, to enjoy this. It's going to be an outstanding time. Mm-hmm.
And just go to social media, any of your preferred social media platforms, and just look for Naval Air Station Pensacola, and you will find them there. I've got the public affairs officer, Bruce Commins, in the studio, and he has brought Tom Butler, the Naval Air Station Pensacola emergency manager. So why did you bring the emergency manager with us? What are we talking about today?
It's apparently to make fun of me on the air.
No, that's one of the things that we do like doing.
Exactly, yes.
No, you know, as we're heading into this season, and we've already had a couple of formations, you know, in the Gulf, as well as in the Atlantic, you know, it's one of the things we take for, we know as part of life down here is the fact that we, you know, a weather event could happen
at any moment.
And Tom over here makes sure the base is ready to go and, you know, devises plans and methods for us to ensure that we're still going to maintain as much operational capacity as we can leading up to, during, and following a weather event. So we hope we never have to use Tom's expertise and skill set.
Exactly right.
But exactly it is something that could happen. You tell us a little bit about how that all rolls downhill for you.
No, thank you for letting me be here. Yeah. Your radio station reaches a lot of people, and then a lot of veterans, and a lot of people that work on the base as well. Right. So this is a great platform to be able to, you know, talk about being prepared for hurricane season. The tropics are heated up.
Yes.
We're watching it every day and going, glad that one went into Mexico. Right. But, you know, this is a great way to get information out and get people prepared. Mm. And we try to stay prepared on the base as best we can. But every storm's different.
Mm-hmm. And you have a military background. You're a retired Navy chief?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
How many years did you serve?
24.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And were you always interested in the weather aspect of things and emergency preparedness?
Well, yes. I tried to be a weather guesser back in the day. But I also was a part of the Emergency Operations Center in the Navy. So that gave me a to find really what I was going to do after I got out of the Navy. I said, you know, I want to be in emergency management because I love helping people and I want people to do well during a storm.
Mm. Right. And because it's our families and friends and neighbors. I mean, when it hits, we've all got to work together and make sure everybody's accounted for, especially our elderly population here in Florida. So we got to watch out for them.
Can't forget about your neighbors.
Definitely. Definitely. What's your Key West connection? I see Key West here.
Key West was my final duty station.
Yeah.
So I was down in
That must
in
have
Key
been
West.
Horrible.
No, it was actually awesome.
I bet. Man,
awesome.
I love
the Navy
Key West.
Paid for it. Oh, and I got a 4-year or 3-year vacation out of it. And I stayed down in Key West for an extra year and a half. You know, storms come through all the time. And I met my wife in Key West.
Oh.
She's probably listening right now. She probably doesn't know that. That we met there, but
she doesn't remember.
No, because there's a lot of drinking going on.
There is, there is. In fact, I was probably playing Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville when you were living there. Probably,
most likely, everybody plays it.
Man, I'm telling you that was a gig. I got to tell you, because when you come down to Key West to go, especially when you play at that club, they put you up for a week in the band house. And the band house is where all the fun happens. There's also no air conditioning. All right, 850-437-1620, talking about emergency preparedness. We're right in the middle of storm season, and NES Pensacola is there to help. So talk a little bit about, I'm kind of stealing your thunder here, but how does the base coordinate with the county? Because Escambia County and all the people here, how do you work with them to get us ready for these storms?
So we liaison with Escambia County Emergency Management in their EOC. We also have a seat, military support seat inside the EOC, so we're credentialed to be in there if the EOC is activated. But we have to communicate. We have to talk to each other because the county's doing the same thing we're doing. We're just doing it on a smaller scale in a different way, but we have to do everything, you know, in conjunction with them if it comes to evacuation or getting ready for evacuations. So we talk a lot with the EMs there.
We have
a
phenomenal relationship with, you know, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and, you know, the surrounding areas to make sure that the information, you know, flows freely and that we're in coordinated efforts in the event that something is going to impact the air station, you know, as well as the community outside.
Yeah, Travis Thompson and Chris Holloman and Scotland and Isaiah, they're all doing wonderful things there. Especially Scotland's doing a lot of social media stuff on their webpage. We go back and forth with ideas on how to be better in our areas, and they're great. They're just great people.
So if, a storm is getting ready to impact the air, let's just say that this is going to happen. Something, you know, is developing and we see the potential for it. What's something that you would encourage, you know, both the, you know, military community, you know, that's working on base or, you know, living on the installation, as well as, the neighbors that we've got out in town, what's the one thing that they could really, really plan for if we know a storm is getting ready to come?
I think there's 4 steps to success. And I think the first one is to have a plan, write that plan down, communicate that plan with your family and have everybody and your family members understand what the plan is. 2, be prepared. We need people to be prepared, food and water for at least 1 week. We also want them to be prepared when it comes to generators, batteries, fuel already. Don't want them wrapped around the corner of a gas station. We want them right. to have everything where they're self-sustained for at least, you know, 1 week. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that's hard. I know it's expensive right now. We want them to be able to at least have a half a tank of gas, if not full, to be able to get out of the county if they got to, and then get gas then.
Right. You know? Yeah. But get north a little bit and
have
then,
that plan,
then figure it out.
And then be ready to execute that plan is the third one.
Yeah.
If this county has an evacuation, orders evacuation, we order it for the base. We need people to be ready and go where they're not stuck on I-10 in a parking lot.
Right.
And the last is to monitor your local TV stations and local radio stations, because that is the information you're going to get for Pensacola. That is the best information you can get, is the people here, and we're all trying to decipher through all the information for the state and everybody else, and we're trying to get the stuff that's going to pertain to Pensacola, and I'm trying to get the stuff that pertains to NAS Pensacola. Mm. That way they're better educated.
So for NAS Pensacola, this is another thing that I wanted to throw out there, is any official news that we're going to be pushing out is going to be via our social media pages,
correct.
Right? Once again, there's a lot of speculation and the rumor mill just goes crazy, you know, via the internet and whatnot. But the actual, what we're going to be pushing out as the base, as the installation, is going to be on our social media pages. As soon as we get that information, we're going to be pushing that out. We got a couple mechanisms in place to make sure that we get that out as soon as possible, so people have the opportunity to follow that and be safe, you know, during what could be a trying time.
Correct. I mean, Bruce is absolutely right. We work with the skipper of the base, CO and XO. We all have to communicate the same. If it comes through an email from me or social media, it all has to say the same thing.
Right.
And so we're always in a meeting talking about heavy weather breeze and everything else, and we're talking about this stuff.
It makes me think about how social media, even with all of its pitfalls and dangers, especially to young children, you know, social media is really, in this situation, a lifesaver, because people, you know, like you talked about confusion, like in an event, in an emergency, especially when you have a mass evacuation, the last thing you want is a group of people thinking one way and another group of people
correct.
Thinking we got to do this way. And then it's correct. Just mass hysteria. So, you know, social media has really played a big part into that.
But I'm glad you brought up the kids.
Mm.
Get your kids involved.
Mm.
Get them involved in that process where they understand what's happening. They understand what they need to do, but they also let them pack their backpack, put all their toys or their stuffed animal or their comic books or whatever in those backpacks, because they will make sure they keep those backpacks, but get them involved.
Right.
Get kids involved.
Yeah. Communicate with the family, have a plan, write it down. You know, I love that you said monitor your local news, because here at News Radio Pensacola, when a storm is in the Gulf and it's heading this way, we sleep here. Like, it's 24/7. You bring your pillows and your blankets, and we've got a little shelter underneath the building here, and we camp out, man. We're here we're here all the time during that storm to get you through it. So
yes.
WEAR, you know, just, you know, pay attention to your local news. That's a great idea. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. I got Bruce Commins in the studio. He is the public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola, and he brought with him the Pensacola emergency manager, Tom Butler. So thank you guys for the work that you do. Thank you for your service and, you know, continuing to serve.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
It's our pleasure to be,
it is.
You know, here. And, you know, to be part of a community that loves the military as much as Pensacola does. There's just so many instances where you go out in town and it's just such a friendly place to the military. And I know, Tom, you've been at some other places in the military as well that don't nearly have that sort of reputation.
Grass and sailor, our dogs and sailors keep off the grass. I mean,
wow.
I remember those days.
Oh, man.
Now, here it's always a pleasure to interact with the community and to be ambassadors for the base. You know,
yes.
we always try to put our best foot forward and make sure that the community knows we appreciate them as much as they appreciate, you know, what's going on here. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom, so, you know, let's say the storm, you know, a storm has developed and, you know, we've been actively using our social media as well as encouraging people to monitor local news broadcasts to get the information they need to do certain. And we've made the decisions, you know, that we're going to have to execute some of the actions. We hope we never have to. All right.
Yes.
Can you walk us through how that works?
All right. So, I mean, we'll come up with a plan with the commanding officer at XO. We'll all get together. We'll come up with a plan, what's going on. We'll follow the plan that Escambia County has. If they're evacuating, we're evacuating. Mm-hmm. But I need people to be ready to execute those plans because we'll put it out, and they need to get out of the area. Mm-hmm. You can replace everything in the world except your family.
Right.
You know, but also don't forget your pets. Your pets with you. But I want people to be ready to get out of here, and we're gonna start that plan. We're gonna get the plan out, and let people know what the plan is first. And then the plans change from storm to storm.
Yes,
you know. So there's surge, there's winds, there's mm-hmm. I mean the intensity of the storm. But we have to communicate what that plan is. If it's evacuation, we're evacuating. I need people to get out as soon as possible. But they also got to know that. You know, the winds may shut the bridges down.
Right.
And the radio, not radio station, but the TV towers might go out and you know, you have the Waze and, mm-hmm. and Google Map and all that to get out of here. But you might have to have a paper map in your car or an atlas.
Right.
Wait, what are those?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Have you seen the videos online of where they get, you know, I guess millennials and kids to try to read a paper map and they're like looking at it like, what is this? Well, oh, I don't even know what this is.
And have them try to call their parents because they want to look up mom, dad.
They don't know the number.
But tell them to dial the number and they can't.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. But sometimes when you revert back to, you know, before mm-hmm. and all that, it's a good idea because the reality of us losing power, you know, it always exists. It's something right. that can happen, whether, you know, it's on the installation or, you know, it's at your home out in town. But having those backups and that battery operated radio,
yes.
you know, I mean, those are things that
radio,
are,
have a generator if you can afford mm-hmm. it or. You know, have one on your house.
That's why they should never do away with AM radio. Where this station is going to fight for AM radio until the very bitter end.
100% with you on that. That is it's a lifeblood during an emergent situation mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the installation also, you know, after a storm happens, what's kind of the, how does that work, Tom?
And it goes back to that first 72 hours. We need to get the base safe. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to let, you know, we're only going to let very essential personnel on base. We will communicate that through social media, but we need to get the base safe. All right. We need to go through, make sure every building on the base is safe for personnel to go in. And we need to make sure that the roads are accessible to everybody and safe to come on. We're only down to one gas station.
Really?
So that gas station, we got to get our first responders through. And then we need to find out when the next gas is going to be coming in and what we have on hand. And then we will try to help. You know, our service members and their families get gas, but we got to make sure the base is safe.
Right.
And after that, then we'll open it up and we'll do everything. There's another thing that we will put on social media that people might not know about, but the Emergency Family Assistance Center, mm-hmm. the EFACT.
EFACT, yeah.
The Fleet and Family Support Center on NES Pensacola will start with the EFACT up. And what that EFAC does is all the service members and their families can go there and get help. Mm. They will bring whoever they can into that space. USAA, Navy Federal, Red Cross, you name it, they're going to put them in. They got their emergency case managers. That way, if people need things at that time, they can try to help them get their needs met. Mm-hmm. There's psychological services. There's chaplain services. Right. They will do everything. It's a one-stop shop to help service members and their family. And we will make sure that we post wherever it's at. During Sally, we had the EFACT on Corey Station mm-hmm. at the chapel. Might not be there this year. It may. Whatever we come up with that plan, we'll put that out. But that's something that some families don't know about because, you know, they've transferred in. The ones that know about it from Sally have transferred out.
Right.
So those... Now, will they help veterans? They'll help veterans as much as they can,
right.
but there it's more geared towards the active duty active side, service. But that's something that people really need to know about.
No, that EFAC is a phenomenal, phenomenal tool that, you know, the Fleet and Family Support Center on board Naval Air Station Pensacola hosts and gets that running. So make sure that you're monitoring those pages to try and stay around. And if there is, you know, if that is set up, we're going to make sure that we get that out as soon as humanly possible to, you know, alleviate some of the heartache and pain that people can go through, you know, post-storm. All that. Anyway, we've been talking about, you know, being prepared and all that. So one of the biggest things that you had mentioned, Tom, was, you know, making that plan and making sure that you're sticking with it. Can you run over those points again for me real quick?
Yeah. I mean, the plan needs to be communicated. It needs to be thought of with the family, but it needs to be communicated with the family. What do you do if a tornado comes through? Where do you come up? Where do you call? Who do you call? Where are you going to go? That those type of things. What are you going to put in a car? Having your house ready, hurricane ready when you leave, where you don't have a trampoline in the backyard that ends up in somebody else's house.
Right.
I mean, there's the plans. Be ready or not be ready. Ready.gov is a good website for government personnel to go to, and they can walk through the whole process of a plan. They can walk. There is a kids ready section of it. Now, Be Ready Escambia County is the Escambia County Emergency Management website, which is another great website, and it also has how to make a plan on there. But you got to start with a plan, and you got to write it down and communicate it, just like goals. You make a goal. If you just keep it in your head, you never meet it. But if you write it down and you communicate it and you execute, then you get that plan. But there's other websites that you can go to too.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. If you have any questions or comments, get them in really quick, 850-437-1620, talking to Naval Air Station Pensacola Emergency Manager Tom Butler and the Public Affairs Officer Bruce Commins. Thank you guys for the work that you do, because when it really comes down to it, you know, a lot of people go about their everyday and they just don't think about storms. They don't think about this emergency preparedness. It needs to be something that we all talk about, especially during this time of year.
So correct. When's the best time to prepare for something like that?
Now, like for next year.
During that right? Tax-free weekend.
Yeah, tax-free weekends is the best time to go and get stuff. Then always keep up with the local Waffle House. If they close, get out of here.
If they close, we're in trouble.
Or Jim Cantorn's in town for a vacation. It's time to go.
Yeah, he's standing sideways while everybody's just walking normally.
Yeah. Like eating ice creams in the background. Like, hey, no, dude.
It's never too early to prepare for an emergent weather situation. No. And especially given where we live, you know, right here, that's anything could happen at any given time.
Florida is the number one state to get hit by hurricanes and tropical storms. So
make sure your paperwork's up to date with your house insurance. It's just all kinds of little things. Take a look at. Make sure that you've got your stuff going on. Now, granted, we're you know, talking and discussing some things that are applicable to the Naval Air Station Pensacola community, but a lot of this bleeds over into the community as well. So we just wanted to make sure that, you know, you'd put out some stuff, Tom, that was going to be applicable to them. And thanks so much for doing that. Really appreciate it.
Well, the plan starts with the first step. Just like 1,000 miles, you don't get there without taking the first step. Take the first step, start getting prepared now, and then work that in throughout the year.
Yeah. We have just a few seconds left. I want to let everybody know August 24th through September 6th is the next disaster preparedness sales tax holiday.
All right.
So we've already been through the first one, but right at the height of the season, right before it gets really, really technically bad there, August 24th through September 6th. So get out there and get your preparedness going. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Any thoughts? UGA
go dogs.
Comments? Yeah, go dogs.
No, we're going to talk about that in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
That's great.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, as always.
Yeah,
we really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, always. Thank you guys for what you do, and we will always support you. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back.